especially given Europe's inability to adopt the remainder of Wilson's 14 points. As a result, ironically, the United States didn't join the League of Nations, which would last only about 25 years. While it would attempt to resolve some territorial disputes, it simply proved too weak to prevent international aggression, primarily among the Axis powers in the build-up to World War II. Thus, the League's greatest legacy ended up being its dismal failure to prevent World War II and ensure that World War I had truly been the war to end all wars, as originally intended. Although the League of Nations was short-lived and clearly failed in its primary mission, it did essentially spawn the United Nations at the end of World War II, and many of the UN structures and organizations came straight from its predecessor, with the concepts of an international court and a general assembly coming straight from the League. More importantly, the failures of the League ensured that the UN was given stronger authority and enforcement mechanisms, most notably through the latter's Security Council. And while the League dissolved after regeneration, the UN has survived the last 70 years. The League of Nations, the controversial history of the failed organization that preceded the United Nations, looks at the history of the short-lived League. Chapter 1: Forerunners to the League and the Start of World War I. This is